Oh, well, hello.
It seems like you've come so far into my challenge. Well, not so far. This is merely the beginning. I guess, well, if you can't recognize my voice yet, I'm Ben, the creator, the caretaker of this challenge. Not caretaker. You know what? Let me figure out how to pronounce that properly. The curator of this challenge. That's how it is, right? So, I'll make this short and simple. It depends on where you're coming from. If you're from a letter, you're probably expecting me to sound really depressed and sad. Maybe. Well, you'll get that at the end. If you're just a random conspiracy theorist, I don't know what to say. I probably didn't even expect you here. Well, I mean, I did, because, I'm speaking to you now. But the thing is, it's just... You're gonna have a lot of trouble figuring this out if you don't know who my friends are, and if you don't know who I am, really, because this entire challenge is based on the fact that I died. Because you definitely aren't reaching this audio until you see the Cards19 website already. So yeah, this is the beginning of the challenge. I know you've been through a lot so far, you know, with the executable file and everything. The JavaScript stuff, you know, hidden steganography in my blood, which I don't know why, but it looks like jelly according to opinions I've gotten. So it's not jelly, it's blood from my gums, which I can use. Oh, I'm getting messages. I can use. A dry empty toothbrush that's been a little stiff and just rub it across my gums really hard, and it causes it to hurt and bleed, and that's really just me spitting into a sink. So the saliva mixed in and everything, really, it just straight up causes it. So yeah, you're here now. I've most likely, if you don't know, I'll update you on this. Let me start with this. You probably won't see a lot of text going around. I know I've done a smaller, way smaller ARG 3 or 4 years into the past. Now, that ARG was stupid and dumb. Like, it was entirely text-based. This has audio because, one, I'm really, really lazy to type this all out, and I know I'm going to forget some things, so it's better if I give you this. It's also more of a, it's more of a, sorry, the ADHD, you know, it's more of a, I'm lost, I don't even know, I'm sorry. It's just my brain is... So anyway, I do, mostly audio, including this. This is, you know, supposed to be in text, but all of this is going to be in audio. Most of it is going to be audio, at least. Because, you know, it makes it more annoying because you guys have to go ahead and go through with it. So... Basically, for those who don't know, this is a challenge, an ARG, a puzzle, designed entirely by me, and this puzzle is a waste of your fucking time if you don't know me. Just saying. It's probably really easy to solve, too, because I barely know shit about computer science. So, yeah, so let's go on to the next topic at hand here. What really is this challenge? It's a challenge in ARG, you know, it's a puzzle, it's a game, it's essentially something to be enjoyed, but it's also very time sensitive. You should be finishing this on time. Like, if you're not here by now, or on time, or if you're listening to this way later than certain time, I won't say, you're probably very late and you're probably running out of time, and you better hurry the fuck up, because if you don't, you're gonna end up, you know, really hurt. I'm just saying. Now let me tell you about the letters. So basically, I sent about 180-ish letters to people. I don't know how many will arrive. They're all wax sealed, personally created for each person. Because if you haven't read yet, I killed myself. Yes. By the time you're listening to this, at least. So on the letters, just a little goodbye note to every single person. On the back is, like, you know, a short code, which is like a password to entering the card viewer, which I never actually made. Because as much as I wanted to make it, too much effort. So I was like, you know what? We'll just make it so people with the short code can only access this. Which makes it all the more fun, because somebody's going to have to leak their short code. And, you know, I think I have plans for the short codes later on. So with the short codes, you get into the website. You get there. You saw the blood. You go through this text file of the blood. And you ended up here. Because the text file leads to Base64, which leads you to the JavaScript file. If you took the risk of running the JavaScript file, you ended up here. And here you end up, you didn't end up here. The JavaScript file downloads an executable file as a .bin file. Now, if somebody even decides to decompile it, it's obfuscated. But you can download it. It'll work. It'll run, and, you know, it does nothing except show you a nice little UUID. Now, this is important because if you didn't take the time to see what kind of request it was making, you probably didn't end up here. But yeah, that'll lead you to the start of the challenge, hopefully. And this is merely the start. So I'll explain to you how this challenge is kind of structured. There are gates, right? And each gate is locked by some form of, you know, something that you need to bypass, like a password. When you bypass the gates, you'll end up with a little bit of information. And at the end, all of this information can be pieced together for something at the end. A reward, a link, you know, you name it. It could be anything. You know, really, I don't know if you're looking forward to that. And there is, somewhere hidden in this challenge, a way to find information on the caretakers. And that's something I think you should know. I left behind emails here, and if you can't see them already, I'm sure you can. These emails are used for the sake of the challenge. So there's my personal email, you know, that's under the case of if the police or my parents or whoever uncovered that, or if I somehow make it out alive and I'm not able to kill myself again, I'm gonna read that. So you can send me shit there. There's another email I'd like you to send messages to. That'll send messages, that'll get forwarded to my parents' emails and the rest of my family. And that's important because I need you guys to be able to write in thorough detail updates, you know, and just don't just make it one person, you know, do it from multiple people. Different people have different perspectives and opinions, and I'd like them to voice that to my parents, who would like to know everybody's opinion on any way possible. Most likely, I know my parents very well because I grew the fuck up with them. I'm sure this audio file is being sent to them too, so yeah, that's that. I've established some, I won't say this, I've established the caretaker to take care of this challenge. He is redundancy to this challenge. It's his job is to ensure the challenge is successful. The caretaker will go as far as contacting you if needed to ensure the demonstration of the challenge. And the caretaker also manages separate pieces of the challenge. Some pieces of the challenge are kind of impossible to figure out, and I don't even know if it'll work or not, because I'm not going to be around to ensure or ask around if people are stuck. So to figure it out, people are going to have to, you know, ask. But the caretaker is always watching, always seeing you. I'm not the caretaker. The caretaker is not people you know, or, you know, the caretaker is surprisingly a different kind of being. But the caretaker is redundancy. If servers go down, he'll make sure it stays up. The caretaker, the letters are failed, letters won't go through, he'll make sure that you get your letter. So, yeah, that's the caretaker's job. More information on the caretaker is hidden somewhere in this challenge. You'd probably want to find that somewhere. Because the caretaker has a lot of things to do with this challenge. Thank you. So now, moving on, there are letters. The letters essentially lead to... I sent them to 186-ish people, I believe. I don't know how many will get it. International, US, Canada, you know, it can be anywhere in the world. Maybe even Mars, too, for all I know. I sent a letter to the Queen of England, I believe, too. I don't know how that went. No, I say I sent, but I actually didn't. I actually have to still finish making them. But most of these are wax sealed. They've got a pretty envelope, you know, your address is on the front. There's some goodies inside, along with a note and some clues, probably hidden in your letter. So yeah, that's viable information that you should know. I probably shouldn't have even sharing any of this with you, so it's harder for you to figure it out, because I don't really want people to see what's at the end. So moving on, you have to realize that this challenge is way bigger than you expect. There's so much things involved, and it's not just the challenge. You know, people here are probably trying to investigate where I am, where my body is, which, if that wasn't obvious, I've done something to my body to ensure that nobody can find it after I die, which is why you probably won't hear anything from me. But I was considering making a transmitter on me and then having that be the way for you guys to find my body. Like after I die, you could use the transmitter somehow at the end of the challenge, and the transmitter would send my location to my father or something. But I'm not sure if I want to do that. I really don't want my body being found. Yeah, for reasons. Anyway, depressing things away, I've ensured that this challenge goes well, and hence the caretaker will be watching and everything. So that gives you a brief overview of the letters. They have a pretty standard format that you'll be able to notice everywhere, and despite all that, they also have clues. Now, you're gonna need to think outside the box to complete this challenge. This challenge isn't merely just programming skills. It's not merely just one of my friend groups, because I know some of my friend groups are really toxic. Yeah, that's to you, Rin. Some of you are like, oh yeah, he's our friend, we know him best. Yeah, no, none of you fucking knew me at all. Just saying that. You guys really don't know me, and it's astounding to see that you guys will probably go, oh, he is my friend. What do you know about him? What, bro? I tried my best. I was closest with him. He messaged me the most. Nah, just don't even try. Like, Rin, I know what you're gonna say. I don't give a shit about what you say. I'm being honest right now. Please go die in a hole. Whatever you do, please don't fucking invite my server's members to your server. Please, I want to keep my e-girls mine for the end of time. You know, that's kind of my thing. Always, you know. So yeah. Well, anyway. It's been 15 minutes. I've done my programming for the day. I'd like you to know good luck on the challenge. I've given you as much information as I can, or I'm allowed to at least. really, I just need you guys to know that this challenge is something you cannot solve with merely arrogant thoughts. You have to think outside the box. You have to be really considerate. You have to be... You have to think more than just like me. And you guys can't think like me because I never showed you my true self. Ironic, right? Ironic. So, being the man behind the mask, I thought, you know, I'd ask you one question. Why? Because that's the question you're trying to solve. And I think you're going to have to solve that on your own. Because I'm going to ask you too, why? Why are you solving this fucking challenge? It's a waste of your time. I'd like to leave behind some information. So first off, my server, I've left it behind in Mercer's hands. I'm not gonna say this, but my account might be in somebody else's hands. I don't want to say who, how, what, where, or how, but if they've discovered it, my account is not in my own hands, so they probably have utmost access to my server and the Kibbe server. I hope you, whoever you are, if you've discovered yourself yet, and I think you probably have because you're a smart little boy, I'd like you to take care of things from now on along with the server. It is your decision. I do not, like, whatever the hell my friends say, like, I shouldn't even be calling them friends, but if you tell me something like, hey, I'm, you know, you should respect Bin, You should, you know, keep this shit private. We don't want everybody knowing. Shut the fuck up. Everybody better the hell know. I spent so much time on this. This is the legacy that I'm leaving behind. And this is what you're going to manage. So, Mercer, I'd like you to remove everybody off of the administration team except Snack from my server. Nobody should have permissions. Snack and you. Maybe Rin. No Rin. I'll leave it up to the person who has my token to call if Rin can have admin or not. Ensure Rin does not fucking DM advertise. If he does, just take him off whatever team. I'm assuming, so my prediction says whoever is creating, there's going to be some people out there trying to investigate what happened. So that team will probably be made about a week or two after I'm gone, because that's when the letters will start arriving and then they'll realize what the hell happened. So, I think those people will probably be Megumin, which is Christian. Sorry for leaking your real name, but not sorry, because I'm dead. Retard. Rin. Kodo, probably, yeah, because he was an annoying faggot. Maybe Gab? I'm sure APAP will be, but APAP folding. Oh, fucking disgusting. You know, I thought me and him were great friends, but this guy betrays me last minute. Mercer. Maybe Shiro, but Shiro's just gonna be like, wow, the retard actually killed himself. Snack? I don't know. Snack never really gave a shit. I don't know if Evan will actually be able to receive his letter because he lives on a fucking island in the middle of nowhere. Julia, maybe? Maybe? Not sure. And definitely Kot, because... I'm sure it's obvious by now, but Kot, I've entrusted Kot with a lot of information. This information to be leaked. If it wasn't obvious enough by now. Yeah, you're gonna have to look in every little corner, nook, cranny, everything to figure it out. Because, you know, your sources are probably inaccurate. And with such limited time available, nothing can be verified. The caretakers are to oversee the challenge of chivalry created by the master himself, known as Bin. I did not give myself that nickname, thank you very much. I'm just reading apart what I've been given. They operate independently and separately from his majesty. I don't know who the fuck that is. As an entity that operates to ensure the well-being of his comrades and his challenge. The council has made a decision to warn you. Interesting. So, I'd like you to know that this warning is essentially telling you, you need to think outside of the box. There's references to anything and everything in here. Now, despite being references, they're not just references. They're things, I mean, they're symbols of salvation. They're things I'm obsessed with. So not only are they references, they're clues. They're part of the answer themselves. What you're digging into now is going to be something that you should keep with you eternally. And I really think that you should archive this challenge, anything you can of it. Because soon there won't really be much to look forward to. So, yeah. Going back to the server, Mercer, yes, you're listening to this. I know you are. And if you aren't, fuck you, fake friend. Your job, make sure my server stays sane. Like, I definitely want that to stay behind. Holy. Thank you. Please fix your shitty fucking server, dude. It's sad. Sad, dude. I hate it. I hate that server. You too, Kazu. Fix your server. I hate it. So yeah, Snack should be the only admin, along with, see, I don't want to give Cot admin, but he has so much information on him that it, not making him admin would probably cause problems for you guys, so you might want to give Cot admin too. Nobody else should have permissions at all. I think that's the extent to it. Yes, get rid of Beta. I, you know, he's cool and all, but no, nobody else should have permissions. If you can, maybe try and turn the server into some form of memorial, I guess, like a way to put my legacy there, because I want my dreams and ideals to be fulfilled by somebody who's actually capable, competent of doing so. And I've met people who are very competent, very, very able, very optimistic, and I've trained people for this day. Cot, I've been teaching you how to program for a very long time now. I've been, you know, Aki, very, very proud of you. I've been, yeah, I'm not gonna get into this, but this is for you and you to take on and live with. I've built this entire legacy, these tools, these codes, these everythings for you guys to claim, use it as yourself. It's not mine, it's yours. I'd like you to cherish it. I've, in every letter, I've left behind little goodies. These are supposed to be tokens that you can remember be mine. I left behind seeds. These seeds are how I feel about you. How I think you should grow. They represent the tree of life, growth, moving on. You should definitely cherish these seeds. You should grow them. You should take care of them, because they're my lifeline, in a way. These seeds are my lifeline, and they're the very seeds that are gonna keep me alive, not literally, but in your souls, in your hearts, and that's why these seeds are important. Now, information. I'm sure people out there like Megumin are gonna be like, keep information private. This is it's death. You can't joke about it. I don't care. Make as many jokes as you want. I'm dead. Nigga, what? You retarded or some shit. I'm dead. What's gonna happen? I don't want any fucking meaningless respect from you guys. Don't give it to me. That's an order. That's You are, like, if you want to respect me, you're going to listen to this. anything you find, any form of screenshot, you know, whether you think it's fake, real, if it's bait, if it's somebody messing around with you, if it's me messing around with you, whatever the hell it is, right? Whatever you think it is, right? If it's a lie, if it's real, if it's just something irrelevant, you post it, you discuss it, you theorize, right? Every possibility here is a clue. Nothing should be ignored. You discuss it, you document it in that server, you save it, you document it, you email it to the email for documentation and to my parents and to the council. Now, this documentation is important because people out there will want to archive this. You document it, you discuss it, and you make it public. The server, this giant server, exists with all my friends. You know, you can bring my friends in there. You can discuss everything that's happened, because there's a truth to this that you don't realize, and the truth will only uncover itself by discussion. And I'm sure there's a couple people out there who have been discussing and maybe uncovering some of these truths by themselves. And maybe some haven't, because some are very arrogant about the topic and want to keep information controlled. No. Keep no information secret. The only information I'd want you to keep secret is something extremely personal, right? Like my social security number. I don't know how you'd end up with that. Or like my father's personal information, or my mother's personal information, or my sister's personal information. Numbers, profiles, whatever. Keep that shit secret. But my address is already public. It really doesn't matter if you leak that. So, and it's not up to your discretion. This is my decision. I'm telling you, this is fine. This is my decision. I need this to happen. I can't guarantee it that you guys will do it, but I need this to happen. And if it won't happen, then the caretakers will take care of it. Oh shit. Anyway, that's all about all the information I have for you. Try not to endanger, pose a threat to the challenge, because the caretakers were coming. Really, good luck. I wish you the best of luck on solving this challenge. If you can't, or not on time, that sucks. If you can, then that's great. I hope you all live a good life, whoever you are, friend or foe. And I wish you the best of luck in achieving, you know, what's to come. And I hope you all read my notes and really express the fact that I've created something for you guys to left behind, to cherish. And I hope you never throw these notes away, because they're the only lifeline that I'll have, the goodies and notes that I give you. But essentially, I will not go. It's been nice knowing you. But welcome to the beginning of the challenge. A challenge of salvation. A challenge with a bigger, bigger meaning behind it than many of you will ever understand. The plot will thicken as things move on. The more you dig in, the more it will thicken. The more you'll unveil, and the more you will hurt yourself. Just as a warning, know that you're getting into something that could end up mentally scarring you. The shit you'll find here, shit sent in these letters, the amount of dedication and effort I've put into ensuring that my death is a success, you'll soon realize is far more than just, you know, me dying. It's a legacy, it's a story that I'd want saved. And as this audio hits the 30-minute mark, I'd like you to see that we're prepared for this. And I'm sure you've seen it. We've predicted all your actions. We're prepared for all of this. And that this challenge was created dynamically for any form of situation. Now, lastly, good luck. I salute you all the luck that I have left, and I wish you a great life. My name was Ben, and it was nice knowing you guys.